First of all, more than 13,000 families are getting help through this project. Can you tell us a wee bit about how this project first came about?
Yeah, I went to the managing director of Amazon in the United Kingdom and said, look, you've got a huge warehouse in Dunfermline, you've got surplus stock. Can it not be given locally to families that are in need? Unfortunately, this was a few months ago, he responded and said, yes, he would be interested in a local project if we could bring the local charities together. And if we could find a distribution mechanism, and if we could find a warehouse. And we found a warehouse thanks to the Purvis Group in Lochgelly. We've got volunteer drivers, and the Cottage Family Centre, which I'm patron of, is right at the centre of it, and it's working with all the other local charities. So if you're referred by one of now about 40 charities in Fife, then the cottage and the warehouse will arrange for you to get goods that are necessary for the families that you as a charity represent.
This is not the first time the cottage has played a major effort in terms of helping families in the region. So obviously their work is so important in this part of the world.
Well, I've worked with the cottage for many, many years. And at Christmas, as you know, they helped 1,600 children and gave them Christmas presents, but also gave the family food and clothes and everything else. They run a dad's club. They run a granny's club. They've got mental health counselling. They're based now not just in Temple Hall in Kirkcaldy, but in Sinclairtown in Kirkcaldy. And at the same time, they are managing this new project. So we've approached through the cottage all the main charities in Fife and said, look, if you have people in need and there are household goods or furnishings or even just toiletries like toilet paper or nappies or things like that that you need for these families who have really been suffering because of the rising food costs, rising heating bills, the loss of social security benefits, then we'll see what we can do to help you. And so over Christmas, we piloted this and we sent out about 5,000 goods to different families. And now we're ready to move even further. So we hope to cover about 13,000 families over the course of a year. This is probably the biggest anti-poverty project that a charity has run in Fife. And it really is dependent on not just Amazon, who are helping on this, but we're working with the co-op, we're working with ScotMid, and we want to get as many other companies involved as possible. And we want to be able to work with, obviously, the food banks, and they're doing a fantastic job, but they're under real pressure. And any other charity that's trying to help people, particularly when people, say, are having to set up home and they don't have the furnishings that are necessary, or their family numbers are rising as the new children and we want to help with baby clothes and things like that. So we're trying our best to get as much of the surplus stock that Amazon has, but also working with other companies so that we can really help what is a desperate situation for some families, having to choose between heating and eating, having to send children to school without proper food and nutrition, without proper clothing. We've really got to do better in the next few months.
Yeah. Now, on that point, how anxious are you about this particular year? Because we're hearing a lot in the news about rising energy costs and a very difficult year ahead in terms of cost of living.
Well, the first thing that hit most of the families that we're trying to help was the £20 that was taken away in universal credit. So that's a loss of £1,000 a year, but £20 a week. And that happened just as food prices started to rise. And I think every family knows that it's costing more to get the basic food necessities. And then fuel prices are rising already, but there's going to be an even bigger rise in April. So I feel for the many, many families who are finding it really difficult to make ends meet. And we can't solve this problem unless the government changes its policies, but we can do what we can to help in these circumstances. As I said, food banks are doing a great job. There's also Children's Clothes Bank in Dunfermline. Women's Aid are doing a great job. Home Start, you've got Gingerbread. And we're trying to work with all the different charities that are trying their best to help people at this time of great need. So we've sent out forms to them and said, look, tell us what you need. And we will then refer this to see if we have these in our warehouse. And at the moment, we're developing a big warehouse. In fact, we're going to have one or two warehouses to make sure that we have enough stuff for families when they need it.
Yeah, and finally from me, we know the generosity of Fifers in this last 2 years amid the coronavirus pandemic. What message would you have for people in Fife in terms of how big a difference their generosity will make? How important will that solidarity be as we go deeper into this new year?
Well, you asked what's the message for the people of Fife, and the message, first of all, is thank you. You know, Fife works best when it works together. And I saw that at Christmas at the cottage, when so much was given by people, not because they had a lot of money themselves, but because they wanted to help fellow neighbours and people in desperate need. And as this need rises, we are calling on people to do more, businesses, as well as people who have something that they can give to help other people who have nothing. And I've always found that Fifers, even when they don't have a huge amount, give a lot of that to help people who have very, very little. And that's in the supermarket collections. It's also in the donations to the food banks. It's also in the donations and collections for some of the biggest charities, the churches, the faith groups help. Voluntary organizations do a great job, but we are in this desperate position. People are going through one of the worst winters because of fuel prices and food prices, and because benefits were cut a few weeks ago. And therefore, the more we can do to help through this winter, and let's hope that we can help families in the greatest need, so that particularly children who suffer the greatest, if we can't get food, nutrition, and even basic things like school clothes through to them, we want to help them more. And we'll have a liaison with the social work authorities, we'll work with the health authorities, and the cottage led by Pauline Buchan and Marlon Livingston, who's the chair, will continue to do this fantastic job that I'm very, very proud of. And it's one of the most innovative places in Scotland, and working with all the other local charities, we can make a difference.
Gordon Brin, thank you very much for your time. It's much appreciated.
Thank you.